Thank you. Mr. President, members of council, this afternoon I have one agreement for your consideration that is a wastewater agreement. This is a Sussex County Project 81-04 at Coral K and Harmon Beach. This is agreement number 575-1. The developer in this case is Mr. Michael Lynn of Ocean View. The location is near the intersection of roads 273 and Route 1. It will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It will service 32 single-family units with connection charges totaling $132,224. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction. And we're also expecting construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $15,354.45, with a proposed construction cost of $102,363. The supporting motion for this consideration today is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 575-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Coral K at Harmon Beach, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Coral K at Harmon Beach Villas at Harmon Bay, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Can I get a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
A second, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the motion by Mr. Godwin. Are there any questions? If not, we'll vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Ladies and gentlemen, I also wanted to briefly go over our legislative update with you that was in your package on Friday. There have been a couple of new developments since then, particularly House Bill 65. I wanted to discuss that with you briefly. House Bill 65 currently is in the House committee. It's out of committee, and it's on the House ready list. It is not yet on an active agenda. I checked today's agenda as well. This is the bill that Joe Booth introduced that would increase your size from 5 members to 7. I spoke with Joe personally about this, as I have every year, and I'm in the process of communicating with all the state legislators about this bill. I'm starting with the House of Representatives members because that's where the bill is currently. Mr. Booth assures me that he's going to work the bill actively when it comes on the floor and that it has passed the House in several sessions prior, and he expects it to pass again. But in contrast to his enthusiasm, I want to make sure that all the House members understand the financial implications, which is, I think, the basis for your objection to this bill at this time.
Did he say why he was going to work it so hard?
Because he's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
He didn't mention that, but.
And I voted for it.
Mr.
We got to stick together.
Mr. Cole's interested in running countywide, so I'm reconsidering my opposition to the bill.
I'm not.
If Mr. Cole runs countywide, I'll second it.
So tell it. Go back and tell Joe we're still can't make it.
We're still back and forth. You definitely want one of the countywide
seats.
Call
up to Mike Vincent. What Mike wants to do?
Okay. Maybe I should take Mike with me when I go to Dover.
Take Mike with you.
Okay.
I second.
I also want to tell you that with our support, Senate Bill 7 has passed both houses of the legislature as of last week, and it's been sent on to Governor Markell for his expected signature, and that is the eminent domain bill that we supported. In the very recent days, my attention has been brought to a new bill of concern, which is House Bill number 95. House Bill 95, of which I have copies here somewhere, I was going to give it out to you, is a bill that attempts to regulate what we call puppy mills. This bill, has been introduced by Representative Marshall, and she has some support from other representatives and I believe two state senators. I was told today, I can tell you that I spoke with a gentleman from DENREC because this bill would be managed in Denrek's office. I spoke to Lynn Herman, who is the director of Fish and Wildlife. This comes into his office. He informed me that Denrek is vehemently opposed to this bill. And one of the reasons they're opposed to it is a reason I think we might be opposed to it, and that is that it would be our responsibility to enforce and manage, and of course it would come as an unfunded mandate. So Denrek is opposed to the bill. I've now given you copies of which you can read it and tell me what position you'd like me to take to represent you accurately.
Well, Denrek doesn't want to enforce it either.
And Denrek doesn't want the bill. They think it. They do not believe that the bill, particularly at this time, while the state is handing off dog licensing to the counties, they feel it's bad timing to even discuss this issue because it would be another layer of requirements that would go along with that delegation. So they think it's bad policy.
May I add something?
Mr. Griffin?
Mr. Godwin?
Certainly.
In addition to this bill that's been introduced by Representative Marshall, there are three other bills, not yet introduced, but all four of these bills were authored by the Humane Society of the United States and given to certain legislators asking them to sponsor them. The House Bill 95 had scheduled for tomorrow a hearing before the House Agriculture Committee before Representative Walz. And I got a call about half hour before I came over here because I was planning to go up and observe that and possibly testify. But I was notified that because of opposition, it's been pulled from the committee hearing. The bill is still introduced, and it's apparently been pulled because of opposition. The other three bills haven't been introduced yet, but this whole package of bills would create a fairly heavy layer of administrative and regulatory oversight requirements. The one regulates puppy mills, one regulates how dogs are kept within enclosures. It contains minimum space requirements. If it's an outside enclosure, each dog must have 100 square feet of space if you have 10 dogs. So that would be 1,000 square feet of space for 10 dogs. The alternative to that would be walking each of those 10 dogs outside the enclosure 1 hour per day per dog. There are some requirements that deal with, construction of kennels. They would have to have a poured concrete floor if you have more than 10 dogs. It requires an annual veterinary inspection for dogs, breeding dogs, if you have more than 10 dogs. And there are no exceptions in there for sporting dogs, for show dogs, for field trials, and it would make it a crime to own, possess, or control. So I'm part of a group that follows sporting dogs, and when we get together, we sometimes have 25 to 35 dogs at one time. Just the possession and control of those within the state would be a Class B misdemeanor. So my recommendation is that, to add to what Mr. Godwin said, would be when you feel the time is appropriate, I believe it would be good to take a position that the state should not introduce or certainly not adopt any of these bills on the eve of a handoff, which is supposed to take effect January 1, 2010.
When do you believe that time is appropriate?
Well, since HB 95 has actually been introduced, they've just delayed a committee hearing on it. Unless it is pulled, I would think that now would be the time for someone to communicate to the legislature that you have a problem not only with House Bill 95, but the three that are not yet introduced.
Let me open the floor to the council. Does anyone have any thoughts on this? Mr. Godwin, do you agree with our attorney that it would be appropriate at this time to take
Certainly
a position?
Do. You could possibly consider a resolution of opposition, or you could simply give me direction until you wanted to contemplate the possibility of some sort of a formal resolution. Just give me direction to oppose anything related to House Bill 95 or any other bills similarly proposed to control the ownership or possession of dogs.
Is there any?
We'd have to have a lot of dog watchers, wouldn't we?
We would.
I mean.
Well, there's a good intent, I think.
What I'm saying is, if you had 10 dogs, and you had to walk them an hour each one a day, you had 10 dogs, who's gonna sit down and see if these 10 dogs are walked? And how about if you miss one, who's gonna figure that out?
Well, that's an opportunity if you open a new business, Sam.
It's all sound like.
Well, I'm not.
All dumb laws to me.
I'm not saying that every component of all those four bills is totally objectionable, but what I'm saying is that if, in fact, the responsibility for all dog licensing and control will come back to the counties as of January 1, it would be more appropriate to let the counties determine what ordinances the county needs to deal with it, because it may be different county to county. I don't know that there's been any evidence indicating that we have a documented puppy mill issue in this county.
Mm-hmm.
It may exist in Newcastle or in Kent, but I haven't heard it. Typically, what gets in the paper is people who are dog hoarders who may have 60, 70 dogs, but that really wouldn't, this bill wouldn't apply to that, because this bill is directed at people who produce puppies for sale on the retail market.
Well, if there's no objection from council, it'll be understood by Mr. Godwin that this council opposes House Bill 901.
I can do that, not a problem.
Okay, continue.
I'll make sure that anything I see related, of course, any bill that I see that has any implication on Sussex County at all, I always bring to your attention in any event.
I think it has a worthy goal, like the counselor says, we don't seem to have that problem here in the county. I'd be careful about our opposition to the bill, and that the intent, I think, is very worthy.
I think it, if I may speak, I think that it may be more applicable in more of an urban environment, but in a rural environment such as ours, I don't think it is a problem, because there is so much open space for a family to have a pet, or even for someone to have a kennel where they have a dozen dogs and animals that they are breeding for puppies, puppy purposes. I think in the cities you see a lot of problems with crime that are related to the purchase and sale of dogs and dog fighting and all that kind of thing. It becomes a very criminal activity.
What else have you got, Mr. Godwin?
That's it, thank you.
That's it, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If there's no objection, I'll deviate from the agenda and recall Mr. Parrish. I believe you have something for us.
I've had an opportunity to look at the revised